stronger. We're going to learn stronger with the Rambam Perek Hey, Chapter 5, Halacha Yud. We're in the middle of the showbreads. Okay, we've given you the measurements of the showbreads, how we fold them so that they will fit onto the table, and how we're putting the two bazichim in between. So now we're going to discuss a relevant law. When did they bake these challahs? Now, you want them fresh, and we're putting them in on Shabbos. So let's think for a minute. Can I shech the korban tamid on Shabbos?
Yes, you can.
I can. Can I do the ketores on Shabbos?
You certainly may.
Is that involved in melacha Shabbos?
Yes, it does.
So now, can I bake the challahs on Shabbos? That's going to be the discussion of Yud. Ein afias lechem apanim doiches a Shabbos. Baking the lechem panim does not push off the Shabbos. Velo es yom tov, and not yom tov. Rather, elo be'erev Shabbos oifinoso. We bake them on erev Shabbos, sometime on Friday. Ve'orchinoso lemocher, and we arrange them the next day. Okay? Now, why? Why do we not bake it on Shabbos? The answer is because you don't have to bake it on Shabbos. You don't. Doesn't matter.
You're not eating it until next week.
You don't need it for Shabbos. What are you baking it for Shabbos for?
If you had to
eat it on Shabbos, okay. Maybe I could hear something about that. Possibly, but there's definitely no need for that. Now, what about Yom Tov? Why can't I bake it on Yom Tov? You're allowed to bake on Yom Tov.
For what?
If it's going to be fresher.
It says, right. Let's say it was, Yontif, it's Shabbos, it's Yom Tov. You want to bake it on, let's say Friday is Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I bake it on Yom Tov?
If it's going to be
no,
fresher.
No, if it's fresh Yom Tov on Shabbos, no.
You do Yom Tov when it's going to be fresher, better on Yom Tov.
You could say a much better answer.
No.
You're getting too clever. Can you bake on Yom Tov? To eat it after Yom Tov?
No, absolutely not.
Because that would be preparing for after Yom Tov. You may say I didn't hear it. I've heard the other one. I'm sorry. Okay. But you can bake for Yom Tov, but I'm eating on Yom Tov.
Right.
But the only time you can eat these is on Shabbos. And if Yom Tov Shabbos, then the law of Shabbos predominates. So the only time you'd possibly want to bake it on Yom Tov is Friday. Yom Tov is Friday and Shabbos is Shabbos.
Right. You can't do.
But you can't bake. So then what are you going to do? You can't bake it on Friday. What do you do?
Thursday.
Oh, you got to bake it on Thursday.
That I know.
Okay, and how
or
about
Wednesday?
Wait a minute, coming up. What are the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Can only have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash because that's when you could be off by a day, right? Leos Bachamish Be'er Shabbos. What if Rosh Hashanah is Friday and Thursday and Friday? Then what happens? Ovinus Olmi on Ravi. You bake it on Wednesday. Bake it on Wednesday, put it in on Shabbos, and let it sit for another week. And still will come out fresh. Okay?
When you do that switcheroony if Yom Kippur's on Shabbos?
Yeah. You do the switch, but you don't eat it till afterwards. You're just switching it. That's a law. That's just a law of the avoda of switching the lechem upon
him. No taking little nibbles.
It's not doing any prohibited activities.
Yeah, look over there.
Okay. Now, remember, what about those little pipes? Remember the pipes in between the rows of challahs? So Yudalf tells us that would be, putting pipes in a shulchan would be a little bit of work of, building the shulchan a little bit. Can't do that on Shabbos either. So lo sidur hakonim, they wouldn't arrange the little pipes or removing them, dochas a Shabbos, that doesn't push off the Shabbos. Okay. Ella, when do we take them away? Me'erev Shabbos. We take them out on Shabbos.
No, Erev Shabbos.
On Erev Shabbos, we go in, vishomtom, and remove them, v'noisem l'archasho, and put them along the length of the table. In other words, between where the two stacks of challahs were, together with the bazichin,
right.
They're very thin rods. You just put them all in the middle between those challahs. Okay, lorech hashulchan to the length of the table. Ube'erev Shabbos, and on Sunday, but not really Sunday, Matzei Shabbos. Okay. Nichnas, they would enter a machnis as a kani. They would put in the pipes, bein achalos, between the chalos, and have them rest on top of the pipes.
Okay.
So on Shabbos, there were chalos on top of chalos. And it would easily fit because they were rectangles. So rectangles
like
stack
bricks.
Very
like
nicely,
bricks.
Like bricks. So that's how it works out.
I'm not really understanding what the malachia, what they're really doing. What is the issue of what the, with the rods, what they're really doing?
Well, it's called fixing utensils.
But how are they fixing? Like, what are they exactly doing?
They are. You've got two side post walls, and you're placing them in the walls. So that's constructing. It's constructing. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. No reason to do that job then. Okay. All right. Yud Beis. Yep. Now it gets a little tricky. The next, until we go to the end of the chapter, lots of details over here. Okay. Seder halechem b'Shabbos k'mitzvaso. Let's say you arrange the challahs properly on Shabbos. You switch the 12, put the new 12 in, but now you forgot to do something. Vlohiniach imo bazichei levona ad lamacha. You didn't put new frankincense ones. Forgot till Sunday.
Oh, no.
Now, we have a problem. So you did Shabbos correctly with the challahs, but the bazichin you didn't do till Sunday.
So weren't they supposed
now,
to be burned on Shabbos?
Here's a couple of rules. Here's a couple. No, the old bazichin you took off.
Oh, you did.
Took the old ones off, but
okay,
you didn't put the new ones on.
You didn't put the new ones
now,
on.
Now, there's a couple of rules. The challah must be on the table a minimum at least 7 days.
Yeah.
The bazichin must be on the table a minimum of 7 days.
Uh-oh.
Cannot be less than 7 days.
Uh-oh.
So now, let's see what happened over here. You put the challahs on Shabbos. That's good.
That's all good.
But you put the bezichin on Sunday. Now, you can't take those bezichin off on Shabbos because it will not have been there 7 days. Now, even if it, and even 7 days, you say, okay, not a problem, then I'll keep them until Sunday. No, but you can't remove the challahs or the bezichin until Shabbos. So you got two rules.
Oh,
the challahs and the bezichin must be on the table 7 days. And they're only to be removed on Shabbos. So now we got a little bit of a problem. If you didn't put the bezichin on until Sunday, what's going to happen? So let's continue with the story. Let's continue with the story. The Shabbos haba, and then what do you do? So now, this Shabbos, I put new challahs on.
Didn't put bezichin.
Sunday, I put bezichin on. So, what do we do? Well, next Shabbos, we just figure business as usual.
No.
Well, they did. The Shabbos haba. Remember, what do you do first? Burn the bezichin or eat the challahs?
Burn the bezichin.
You got to burn the bezichin, and then only when the bezichin are burnt,
then you eat the
now
challahs.
Can you eat the challahs. So what does the guy do? Okay, it's Shabbos.
They're hungry.
Let's go. Yeah. Shabbos abo, hikter abezichin. They burned the bezichin.
6 days.
And now let's go for the challahs, man, because I burned the bezichin. No! Nivsal alechem. The lechem is pasul. Out. You're out of the game. Because remember, the matir, the thing that permits the challah, is the burning of the bezichin. And now you messed up on the bezichin. The ena kodesh. And those challahs are no longer kodesh. And therefore, they don't have any of the laws of holy things. Like, for example, there's no pigol, a number of other things. And therefore, it's like, just going to have to let it burn or something. You can't use it of anything. It's just totally a waste. The whole 50, 60 pounds.
60?
What are,
we well, said it was 60 pounds a stack.
I think we
like
said it's 10 times 120 pounds.
120 pounds. Pounds.
It's just, it ain't a kaddish. It doesn't say what you do with it. But
I wonder if a non-Cohen could eat.
But it doesn't have any stats. It lost its kedusha. It lost its kedusha. It's not... Okay. It doesn't have any. No, sir. He doesn't say. What's your English say? It doesn't say what you do with it. But your Ramesh messed up. Now, what about this? What if the chenim cedar halechem of bezichin v'chashas? What if you put both the new challahs and bezichin on Sunday?
Oh boy.
Vehikter habezichin laacher Shabbos haba. Now, if he brings the bezichin the next Shabbos. Well, that's not going to help either because you didn't wait 7 days.
Why don't you wait 2 weeks?
So, lechem ain't a kodesh. The bread again is not holy. The nifsal and becomes pulsed as well.
How do you get back on track?
One, next line. B'Shabbos, but if you burnt the bezichin the following Shabbos, then lo nifsal lechem, the bread is going to mess. In other words, if whatever, in either one of the two cases, if you put the put the new challis on Shabbos but didn't put the bezich until Sunday, if you put the new challis and the bezich on Sunday, what you do is you let it go to the end of the week,
yeah,
and then another week
right
to the following Shabbos, so the lechem is on the table the whole time. It's not a problem.
Stay fresh even 2 weeks?
Paul, what do you think? It's miraculous. If it stayed for... No, but it's as long as it... Remember the rule. What's the whole message? What is the spiritual message of the challah staying fresh?
Wow.
Whatever's close to Hashem, the laws of entropy do not apply.
That's it.
When you're close to Hashem, you don't get old. You don't gentrify. And it doesn't matter. You'll be close to Hashem for 2 weeks. Nothing's going to happen. Okay, so that's the point. So that's what you're going to do. So therefore, if you let it go just through the neck, what's the problem? So they don't need it one Friday, one Shabbos. They don't need it one Shabbos.
So you don't do that ceremony either. You just leave.
There's
it.
Nothing to do.
There's nothing to do.
There's nothing to move. Nothing to bake. So you just keep it there, right? So you could be sure they wouldn't want to forget. And now everything I just spoke out, he's going to speak out on Yud Gimel. So Casey Esso. So that was Ron's question. So what do you do? Says Balechem ubezikrim shesidrim lachem b'shabbos. What do you do if you put the bread in the bezikin on a Sunday? Yanicham shomer al shulchan. You leave it on the table atchiyaver lehem yom Shabbos until one Shabbos passes. Behem mesudorim, and they're in the order they're there, and then you wait another week. V'yacher kach yacher habezikin l'Shabbos habacher haShabbos shomer lehem behem mesudorim. Then you burn the bezikin the Shabbos after that first Shabbos. You couldn't do anything. Shafilu nishar alechem v'zichem al shulchan, kama Shabbos. If you leave the bread and the bezichem for many Shabboses, ain b'kach klum, not a problem. For whatever reason, let's say the next Shabbos came 13 days later,
yeah,
and what they forgot to do everything.
Oh my goodness!
It could stay theoretically years.
These guys need medication,
and it will stay fine. As long as it stays on... Remember, what's the main thing? The main thing is the table should always have bread.
Right.
And you only take it down on Shabbos. That's it.
You've met them before.
So that's it. So now, obviously, you'd like to have to eat it every week. But if for whatever reason
you forgot... So this would be one of the reasons why the exception to rule that the kanim could be there on Shabbos.
Because we're not moving anything.
Right. So the kanim could actually be there on Shabbos. You don't have to take them out Friday.
So you're not
going to
see the problem with the... Right. That's exactly true. Okay, moving on.
Rabbi, how can they forget, though, when there's so many people around?
Ron, I don't know. Maybe they never forgot. But
he's just giving you the laws. What if?
You know, what if, you know, it was really terrible weather and there was very few Kohanim and they were ignorant. You know, during the second base of Mingdash, there was a lot of ignorance going on. I don't know. We just need to know what the law is. Even if it never comes into being, we just need to know the law. Okay, where am I up to now? Yudalad?
Yes.
You just did Yud Gimel.
Okay, Yudalad. Cedar as alechem as a bezikim b'Shabbos k'mitzvah. Some? Okay. Now, what if you put everything on properly on the Shabbos? The chalas, the bezikim, everything's great. And then, v'hikter as a bezikim la'achar ha-Shabbos. But you burnt the bezikim after Shabbos. Obviously, they didn't do it in the upcoming Shabbos. In other words, normally what you do, you wait a week and do everything the next Shabbos. But it seems that they burnt it
Saturday night.
La'achar is a Shabbos after that Shabbos. Bein la'achar Shabbos, so it doesn't matter if it's right after the very one day afterward Shabbos. Or bein la'achar Shabbos, or even after the following Shabbos Sunday.
You messed up the bread.
Nivsalah, the bread is again knocked off.
It's been on for 7 days.
Yes, but you burnt the bezichin, not on Shabbos. Gotta burn the bezichin on Shabbos. Varehu kekotchim shenivsalah. Now it has a little bit of different state because there was a time where it could have been, it was eligible.
Yeah.
In the other cases, you burnt it a day early. It wasn't eligible. It
never was.
Then following Shabbos, it was perfectly fine.
But it
was worthy to be eaten.
Sure.
So since your Meser has a different status, it's like Kachim that became puzzled, that your Chayv Alei Mishim Pugol V'Nosar V'Tomek Moshesbar. Because since it could have been brought out and eaten on Shabbos, and since you delayed, now it has a din of like... no sar and all those other things. It's not holy, but holy with a negative aspect
with
to
a
it.
Taint, a taint to
now
it.
You're worried about if they break, right? Who mentioned what if they break yesterday? Well, here, what if they break? Tesvav. Nivrasa chala achas min lechem. If one out of the 12 breaks, it doesn't say how much, but breaks. Im ad shelo heisar lechem el shulchan. If it broke before we removed them from the table. Which you put them on the table, it's still not time to remove them. Doesn't matter, any day of the week, doesn't matter. If one of them breaks, sorry guys, halechem pasul. All 12 breads are pasul.
This is not good.
Okay. Ve'ena makter alavis ha-bazichin. You're not going to bring any bazichim for that. Can't do any of that. So I don't know what you do. Do you put another 12 on instead? Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't say.
Not in the middle of the week.
He doesn't say. Doesn't say. So I don't know. Right? I don't know. Vim achar sheheisar alechem nifr. So what if you were Shabbos and you pulled them off? Everything's fine. I'm pulling off the ones.
And you broke.
And that's coming out. Uh-oh. It breaks. One breaks. Alechem puzzle all 12 out. But you still burn the bezichim because there's nothing wrong with the bezichim, but bezichim aren't going to help you for anything. Okay, now let's try one more. Tezayin, this is very interesting. So again, the first one was it broke before. In other words, it broke during the week. Second one, after you removed it, you're ready to eat it, it broke. So you could be sure to be extra careful when they're pulling it out. Like, watch it. Don't, like, you drop
it.
It
says after the one is offered, and if the frankincense is
we're open, not up to that. We're on. I have to get to Tessiah now.
Yeah, we're only.
I didn't start Tessiah. You're ahead of me. Higias mana lechem lasiro. What if it's time now? You can remove them.
Yeah.
It's Shabbos. You can remove it, and for whatever reason, you didn't remove it yet. But the law is hareza kemisha. It's like it's already been removed because since it can be removed, it's like it is removed. Meaning vim nifras halechem, and if the bread then breaks. Makter habazichin, you can burn the bazichin, v'afal pi shalo perek hamarocha, even though you didn't take apart the stack of the breads. In other words, you can still bring the bazichin. You're not supposed to bring the bazichin until you pull out the chalas, right? But if it's worthy to be pulled out, and even if they broke then, you can still give the bazichin.
So
but you can't eat any of the breads.
So what he's saying is after the frankincense is offered, if the bread breaks, then you can eat it.
Well, that's definitely, after. That's story. But we didn't bring that. We don't have that case. Rambam doesn't have that.
No.
Yeah, because once you brought the bazichin, now they're allowed to eat it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter
so
what you
do. So now it's allowed to eat, then the game's over.
It's going to break.
That's right. That's the point. That's the point. Now, what if, now we're talking about breaking. What if the breads become tame? Nitma echad nesrom. If one of the two rows become tame, bein lifnei haktara, whether before you burn the bezichin, bein lachatar, whether after you burn the bezuchim, or nitma echad nesrom, or if one of the two bezichin become tame, look at this big chiddush. Hatame bitumasa, the ones that are tame are tame, we can't use them, but vator betarasa, but the holy ones are holy, would seem from this, you could eat the breads that are tar, and you can burn the bazikin. But that's if it breaks.
Yeah.
But so now if it doesn't break, it just becomes tame, so nothing really broke.
Yeah.
Well, that's the law. It doesn't have much explanation. It just says it's a brisa, so we go with that. Okay, we start chapter 6, and now that's exciting, and especially those of you that are reading hearing the Parsha class, it'll be very relevant. All that we're... We meet tomorrow. Well, whatever. When it's up. Okay. Now, no pressure at all. Martin, from me, there's no pressure because I already heard it.
Three times.
I've heard it, and by tomorrow, I'll have heard it another time. Okay. Now, so far, we've really learned every aspect of the Korban Tumis Avoda, but it's been disjointed. We've been focusing on slaughtering the animal, doing the menorah, everything's been, and it's, now we gotta go, okay, let's start it from beginning to end. What's first, what's second, what's third, what's fourth, what's fifth? That is the next chapter. So we'll start it here. Aleph. Seder avodas hatmidos bechol yom kahu. The order of the korban tamid, every day in chapter 6 now, is like this. Samuch lalos hashachar, before dawn, yavo hamamuna shal payasos, the fellow who's in charge of discharging the lottery, the Yakish al Hazore, he knocks on the door of the Azora And that is the door of the Beis Hamokah, the Hall of Fire. Remember, it has four sections in there, four compartments there. He's knocking the door from the outside, from the Har Habayis. He wants to get in, right? So he knocks on the door. Uposkel, and they open the door for him. Okay, now, other mefors, when we were learning it there, it said, and they did the lottery right there. But the Rambam doesn't learn that way. So then what's next? Then if you recall, Umeval Shin es Kol Azara. Then they search the entire Azara. If you recall, and let's see if this picture will be of some use for us. You'd figure, oh, no, I don't want that. I want this one. Okay. Okay, you can see the picture here. Here's the Beis Hamokad. Here's the Beis Hamokad. Guy's knocking on the door over here. They let him in. Now from the Beis Hamokad, they now divide them into two groups. One group goes all the way around this way till here. The other group goes this way. And they meet together. This is called the Lishkas Osei Chavitin. This is the office where they made the Chavitin offering that the Korban, the Kohen Gadol, would bring. Mm-hmm. Now what they're doing is they're going to just search around and make sure everything's in order. Nothing's out of place with that. So that's what he's saying over here.
Can we do this in Tamid?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why it's going to be very easy for you, Paul. It's going to be just a review. And you might notice some of the differences. The Rambam has a little bit changes. But Umavalshin is called Azara. They check the entire Azara to make sure that everything is fine. Umamidin Ose Chavitim. And they encourage the ones who are to make the Chavitim, Lasos HaChavitim, make the Chavitim. Now, of course, they're not going to make it yet because the Kohen Gadol's not going to bring it for a while, but they have to heat up the ovens and start the water boiling or whatever. So they, you know, wake them up to get going. V'chol HaKohanim Shisham, and all the Kohanim who have made these little two parades and that are there now by that Lishka, Kfar Tovlu Kodem Shavamu. They already went to the mikvah. Remember, these guys want to be in the lottery. They went early before the Mamuna came. V'lov Shubit, when they put on Kohanic garb. V'yavo, now they move. V'yamdu B'lishkas HaGozis. Now they go to the Lishkas HaGozis. Now let's see. Here was the place where they met by the guys to make the Chavitin. Now they're going right here to the Lishkas HaGozis. And according to Sam, you're going to say they're in the non-Azara part of Lishkas HaGozis, right? Okay. The Court of Hewn Stones.
Hewn.
So here is where the lotteries are. Okay? So that makes sense. Already on the east side over here, so just move over to the Lishkas HaGozis and you do it over here. Okay? Okay, the Yafis, Pious Rishon, they draw the first lottery, and according to the Rambam, not everybody agrees, Vishani, and also the second lottery. They draw both lotteries right away. Now, that's not how we learned it when we were staying up all night, because the commentators say, Satamuah, this is a wonder, because a Mishnah in Yoma and a Gemara over there says that there was a time that they did not do it at the same time. But the Rambam learns it at the same time. So remember, the first lottery is for the one fellow to do the Truma Sadeshan, and he also is going to be the winner of one job and total of four jobs. Second one is the big one with, what, about 15 people, right? There's Wagyu chefs, Kabbalah, all the people pick up the bean, all that. So those are the first two lotteries. The Yiska Kolecha B'mlach, and everybody who gets what they win their job, Kamushma, as we explained. Umaskol Zesh Zoch of Truma Zadesh, and the one who merited to clean out the ashes from the big fire, right, he starts B'Truma Zadesh, but he also, remember, got three more jobs. V'tayr Mal Seresh Rana, and he cleaned it the way we explained it before, moving the logs around, whatever. Okay, V'Achar Gach, and after he did that, Misader Marach Gedola, he would then put more logs, new logs, on that arrangement.
On the big one.
On the big one. V'achem esadar marocha shnia. Then he would arrange the second, smaller fire, from which we're going to get coals that are going to be used for the ketores. V'achem kach malah shnei gizreitz. And then he puts two big square blocks on top of the big fire. U'menicha marocha gedol. I would say to make more fire. So he got four jobs. That's what he got. Now, it's interesting, the Rambam, for some reason, just skipped another really important part. What happened after the guy started the Truma Sadeshan? All the other Kohanim jumped in and finished off the job. He didn't do the whole Truma. He didn't clean the whole Mizbeach. So I don't know why the Rambam skips that. He just did like a symbolic. He took like one bit and he put it away. But what about, it's Rambam before he even said all these other guys are running around. So I don't know what happened with that. And then the other Kohanim, Nichnosin Lelishkas HaKelim, they go to the office that holds the vessels. And the commentaries say, many of them, we don't know where it is. Okay? Mm. However, it is in the Jerusalem Talmud, says that there two were offices. One was by the Lishkas Hashoim and one Lishkas Kelim. It's not clear exactly where it was. And they would take out 93 vessels. Umotzi'in kol klei shoresh hatzrichim lahem kalayom. They would take all the vessels they would need for that day, and it came out to 93 gold and silver vessels. Umashkin es hatamid b'ayim. They give the lamb, the sheep, that's going to be the korban tamid. They give it to drink. Remember why?
Skin.
So you can skin it properly. So the one who merits to shecht it, he schleps it to the slaughterhouse, which is, remember, over here.
Right.
Second row over here to the north. That's where he's going to take it. So remember, he took the animal. It makes sense that the... Here's the Lishka Satloim. This is the place where you got the sheep.
So you
brought it from
far.
Here. It's in the north. It's a good place to be. Just bring it right over there. Okay. And Kohanim all the other Kohanim who are going to be with him to help carry the pieces, they come with him to hold down the animal. Remember, we don't tie down the animal, so they help hold down the animal. Vishoin, but they don't shecht anything yet. They wait there until the gates to the big entrance are opened, right? So that you could have direct sight right here. The gate over here has to be opened. Remember, the other two Kohanim, they would go in through here. They go through this little small entranceway. They go around the side, come in here and open the door. Remember? And now here, Shechita, there's direct sight right in to the Heichel. Once that's, but he can't shecht until that gate is opened up, right? Okay. And then finally, b'shas psichas asher, when the gate is opened, shochdin es atomid, they slaughter the tamid. The acherkach nichnosin lehechel shnei kohanim, then two kohanim go into the Heichel. Ha'echad shezocha b'disha mizbech, the one who was merited to clean out the Mizbeach, ha-penimi. And now that really was another lottery, wasn't it? And the Rambam skipped that lottery for some reason. And then, v'asheni shezachem b'dishan ha-menorah, the one who merited to clean out the menorah. So let's just stop it over there.
Really
it's already 10:03.
One line.
It's okay. We'll stop it there.